The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
All right, we are recording, and we are going to start with that burp. So that's good. That's the intro right there. Hey, hello, and welcome to the NPC podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. There are lots of gaming podcasts out there, a lot of NPC podcasts out there, and I don't have any Simpsons reference this week because my brain is stupid. So,
thank God.
You're also stupid.
See, there you go. It's more of a That 70s Show reference there. Anyways, I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is, of course, James Brizuela.
Hiya.
Yeah, he's there. Okay, and then Mr. Cordova, Alex Cordova.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, so it's, you know, it's time again for our biggest news stories here. I guess I'm going to kick it off. You know, we always love a good Microsoft shit talk, and this one's a fun one, too. So, Microsoft announced the 360 store will, in fact, be closing. That's right. They will officially be shutting down the 360 digital storefront at the end of July 2024. So, holy shit. There are a handful of games, of course, that are not backwards compatible on the newer Xbox models, such as Duke Nukem 3D. Mortal Kombat Arcade, ah, boo, and The Wolf Among Us, really, holy shit. So that means gamers have until then to purchase them on their almost two-decade-old console and cross their fingers their 360s don't die from the red ring of death. Okay, yeah, discuss. They're gonna get red rings. Like, there's just no way a 360 surviving that long.
Mine's still kicking, but I don't play it every day.
Yeah, mine's has been in the back of my fucking car, like my trunk for like 5 years. I don't know if it's good anymore.
I mean, this
sold
this
mine
is
ages ago. Maybe ages ago.
That was your last Xbox system, huh?
Sure was. I was like, fuck this thing, take it off my hands late.
Jesus. So this goes back to the dead horse I've been beating, dude. Emulation. Do it.
Oh yeah, dude, emulate these fucking games. Who cares? Mortal Kombat Arcade, Duke Nukem 3D, all of them. Doesn't matter.
I mean, you know, are people really playing these games all the time? Come on. Come on.
Yeah, but that's exactly why they should fucking be emulated anyways.
Like, I know. Look, I'm with the emulation. I'm with it. Just saying.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was crazy that people still are, like, actually have their 360s, like, are playing it, like, nowadays. You know, 20 years old and shit.
You go to game stores and they're still selling them for, like, $100, $150 maybe.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And with that, too, COVID had this whole retro game boost thing happen, and 360s were definitely one of the consoles that people would just go and get for the retro sake. But I think that's more like with the physical media stuff. Digital? I don't know. Fine.
I know that there's, when I looked up the list, there's a lot more, like, what are they called, niche games that are, like, you know, games that people never heard of. Mm-hmm. But you have the people that we've talked about in a couple episodes, you know, I think it was like two episodes ago now, that that one committee that's like trying to preserve games, because, you know, if you think about it, yeah, there may be like one or two hidden gems in that entire library, but it's just the fact that they're taking it away is what people are like, come on, dude, like, you know, you guys have all this money, back it up onto a cloud or something, come on, like. You
give
know,
us the cloud.
So,
hey.
Yeah.
good fucking call. I agree with that. Give us something. Hell, dude, like make it a little subscription thing part of the... Just throw these things in there. Like, it's not a big deal. Mortal Kombat Arcade would be cool. I remember really liking that one back in the day. Wolf Among Us was apparently pretty good, too. I don't know.
I never played it.
Yeah, I heard things about it, too. But it was just the fact... It's kind of... It's been all over the news outlets, that, you know, because... You know, they like to blow up the whole, like, oh my God, they're ending it. But it's like, dude, like James said, 20 years, you know, if you didn't play these games 20 years ago, then, you know, get on it now. You got a whole year to go, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's not like they're telling you, like, yeah, next month it's closing, guys.
And we're deleting them from your hard drive, and you will
It's fine. That's all the stuff, too. It's like, yeah, you'll still be able to access your games, you just won't be able to buy them, like, new games. And it's like, really, who's doing that anyways nowadays?
And the same fuckers that would do it, they're the ones that would go to a game store anyways and just buy the disc at, like, an old thing. So, yeah, they're fine.
Or emulate it,
yeah. Or emulate it, they'd be fine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right, well,
I mean, the only surviving Xbox 360 game I have, or Xbox game, excuse me, is, Knights of the Old Republic 2. Still got it.
Well, there you go. Shit.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to go find a fucking Xbox to play, I'll tell you that much.
I'll tell you that much.
that's just there for display purposes only.
It's just there for me to look at it fondly and go, huh.
What do you say? If you don't like spaghetti meatballs, why don't you get the hell out of here?
Okay. Well,
so I guess you want me to do this one? You didn't even put
roll
my name to
there.
It. But
roll it. Yeah, exactly. Do it.
Okay. So. You're a big boy. You can type your name. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. We typed our names.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were doing it yourself.
When you finish typing your name.
Yeah, apparently. So, spoiler alert, Fwen's Game of the Year, Starfield. There's a little bit of controversy surrounding it right now. Over the size and screen controversy?
Sorry, I'm going to keep acting shocked. Oh, my God.
Also, there's another one that I didn't put in here, but I'll add it. I'll sprinkle it in like a little salt bay at the end. So preloading for Bethesda's Xbox exclusive is getting more heat just prior to release. First off, with the size, it's been revealed that this game is an enormous 140 gigabytes for PC and 126 gigabytes for Xbox Series X and S, which I thought was interesting because I could have swore the S is supposed to have less space.
I'm pretty sure it's not 126 on the S.
Oh, well, they haven't officially revealed the S size, but
I can look at it right now if I turn on my Series S. It's definitely not 126.
Okay, so the Series X, though, is 126.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Yeah.
But and also, some users are calling Bethesda, of all developers, lazy and have begun to criticize the start screen of all things as being too simplistic because it's literally just a big circle with like a aura around it. But yeah, I thought it was more artistic, if anything.
I mean, do you remember the Skyrim start screen?
I'm gonna have to support Bethesda on this one and go, okay, stop, you fucking nerds. It's a start screen, dude.
Who the fuck
is spending more time on the start screen than pressing start? Like, come on, bro. Press start, get in the game. Like, the benefit of having a device with a solid state drive is you don't have to spend a huge amount of time on the start screen.
What
a stupid thing to complain about.
Screen, man.
Yeah, dude. Like, really?
Dude, it's funny, too, because the thread I saw, people started posting all the start screens for, like, Game of the Year's contenders, like The Last of Us 1 and 2.
Oh, come on.
Like, people were like, you're telling me this game's lazy, huh? They were like, answer me! They're yelling at this dude, and they're like, it's like, dude, think about it, though. Last of Us was just a window pane, and fucking, okay, like, artistic, right? It's great. Yeah. Last of Us 2 was a fucking boat. Great. Skyrim, like Flynn said, was a fucking symbol with a badass fucking Viking song in the background. Like, who cares about a start screen?
You know what's even weird about this whole situation is, like, now when you're starting up a game and you have to turn off that stupid fucking voice activation. That's what annoys me now. So I'm like, if I can get around all of that, I'm just gonna hit start and just jump in the fucking game.
Yeah, sorry, gamers with accessibility issues, but, like, you know, made it this far without it.
I am not attacking them at all. All I'm saying is, like, the start screen should not be what people are concerned about with this fucking, this genre-defining game of Bethesda. That's what you're, like, see, that's kind of annoying because it's like, yes, I'm already talking shit on the game, but that's just because, you know, I feel like it's going to be stupid. But, like, for them to already start the conversation on the start screen is like, come on, dude, pick a better battle. That's stupid.
No, people just want a battle. They just want they just want a reason. They're like, there's no way that anything could be the hype that it is. So I'm getting a little grain of little piece of bread right there. I'm gonna just exploit that shit as much as I fucking can. A crumb. They're looking at crumbs.
I believe that is what the kids call clout nowadays.
Oh my god. All these attention fucks, dude.
Go ahead, James. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, actually, because of this conversation, I'm adding an additional gaming one of the month because it just came to me.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway.
Hey. So,
the other controversy I was talking about is the Edge of the World controversy.
Yes, I was going to say. Perfect. Yeah.
Some some people are criticizing Bethesda, saying that they should have put invisible walls or mountains to add to the immersiveness of these planets, right? And people have been posting other examples of like, hey, where the fuck were you when Horizon, you know, Forbidden West came out, and I can literally run to the edge of the map and there's nothing out there. It's literally just a white space. Like, why aren't you talking shit about that? Mm-hmm. Why are you attacking Bethesda and this, like, huge game? So it's very, like, targeted right now. Like, people are, like, it sucks that people are going to critique the shit out of this game.
They don't have it in their hands. They have all this time on their hands.
Well,
that's what it is.
We've been saying this, so it's just like the quality of the games that Bethesda's been putting out, I mean, they're just going to be targeted no matter what.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that they're hyping this game up so much, not that they're not supposed to, but I feel like there's a difference between promoting a game and then being like, this is going to be the game to end all games. It's like, dude, stop.
They should have just released it. Yep.
Show us what it's about. Show us what it's about. Give us that in-depth thing. Go, oh, this looks pretty exciting. And then shut up. You do not have to say anything in addition to just showing the gameplay, talking about like what it's about a little bit without giving away spoilers, and then just let the fucking game come out.
I think Bethesda's tried to do that, but the fans can't control themselves. They're really on the edges here. They're like, either I hate every little fucking thing, or it's like, nah, you're stupid if you don't like it. It's amazing. It's fucking brilliant. And fuck you. Like, that's the conversation happening right now.
Right. And in that regard, it's very unfair. It's like, I'm not even that bad, but I'm just saying, like, again, you know, spoiler alert, this is going to go into my gaming win of the month, but I still feel like it's a No Man's Sky ripoff.
It makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, you know, the more it's releasing literally Friday, right? Before the time of this recording.
Oh, yeah.
So people, you know, some people have already got early reviews of it. They've been showing off gameplay. And I actually saw a headline that this dude said he ran for 10 minutes in one way, and then he barely hit the edge of the map. So he literally ran one way for 10 minutes on a planet.
One of them was 40 minutes.
Oh, it was 40? Oh, I saw 10 minutes. He was the one I saw, he was sprinting. I shouldn't say a normal run. He was sprinting for 10 minutes in one direction, and then he barely hit the edge of the map. But just to critique that thing, there are games that have huge-ass maps that have nothing to do in them.
Yeah.
So what
just
the cause, fuck?
Just cause.
Yeah. well, you know, this isn't a critique of the game in a way, but the first thing that comes to mind is Shadow of the Colossus, right? I love that game.
Yeah.
I love that game, but there is nothing to do in the overworld except go from point A to B.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of save points sprinkled in between that have fruit and lizards to like up your grip, but that's literally it.
You're meant to just kind of like experience the world and kind of absorb it. It's like a quiet experience. It's like it's a different intention than a regular game
was. Yeah, so my thing too is, you know what? There's another game that's fucking, I'm trying to remember that it's not coming to me right now, but
I mean, Breath of the Wild did this shit too. Kingdom's dense. Breath of the Wild is kind of empty.
I was going to say this might sound controversial, but like there are a huge amount of gaps in the map in Breath of the Wild where there's nothing. There's no goal. There's nothing. Like you may run into an enemy or like in the mountains in the snow deep up the mountain. There's jack shit up there.
But the movement is fun, you know? You like jumping off and like kind of zooming in and seeing like, well, maybe I can see what the fuck's over there. Like there's a art to it essentially. If they do it right.
So it's like, but Breath of the Wild too, though, it's like, I believe they did that on purpose because they said that, and this is with Tears of the Kingdom more as well, where they said that they added like interesting structures or like formations to say like, hey, what's up there? And then you go over there, and then as soon as you get there, there's like a mini world boss or whatever, right? Like, that's cool. So if Starfield does something like that, that would be cool.
Yeah, but I'm hoping.
I don't think, like, making a game as big as fuck and then just like running in one direction and not hitting anything, that's just not fun. It's like, why the fuck did I come all the way over here for?
I do wonder too, because like we said, one of the maps was 40 minutes to get from one side to the other, and that's just one planet. Like, this is gonna be one of them games that like feeds you for a while, but let's just hope the content's good. If that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's so weird because in No Man's Sky, there's always something to do. All I'm saying is, if you're listening, No Man's Sky, just hire me, dude. I'll hype your game up all the way. Anyway,
they released a new. I didn't know. I'm jumping ahead. I'm sorry.
James saw talking about something else. We're pissed about. Hey,
rubble. I'm dying.
Oh shit.
You got it.
Sorry, I had to drink some water. I'm so offended by Starfield. I'm dying.
Jesus.
PlayStation Portal. PlayStation Portal has released its official details finally, and most of what we've already said is kind of true.
Yeah.
Sony has officially dropped the details for what they're referring to as their quote remote player end quote the PlayStation Portal. From PlayStation official info. Quote, PlayStation Portal will connect remotely to your PS5 over Wi-Fi, so you'll be able to swiftly jump from playing on your PS5 to your PlayStation Portal, end quote, yippee. The specs remain the same as what we previously covered, 8-inch LCD screen, 1080p, 60fps, audio jack for wired audio, etc. But finally, we got a price point, people. Ooh. Drum roll, please. It's gonna retail $199.99. Oh. Motherfuckers, just like we said, we hope they don't do that. They did that. Yeah, so exactly what we thought. We said hopefully they don't go over 150, because if they do, it's gonna be absurd, and they sure did. It's $200 for basically a device that you have to play right next to your PS5, which is connected to a giant TV, or a TV of reasonable size, I'm assuming. But yeah, woohoo.
Honestly, and no Bluetooth. You can't use it for anything else, the OS-wise.
Yeah, you got to use their proprietary, also what they announced alongside this was their proprietary PlayStation Pulse and PlayStation earbuds.
If
you want to use it wirelessly as far as audio, right? That also retails for a very affordable, in this economy,
$149.99. Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
But I'm going to say something a little controversial here. You know, if you guys like it, run with it. If not, throw it right back.
I already don't like it. I don't know what it is, but I just don't like it.
I don't like
it.
So, this is going to be treated as a niche controller, a la the Xbox Elite controllers and the PlayStation's own Pro, I believe it's called, controller, where those controllers retail for $200, right? And their big caveat is you guys can replace the back triggers or replace the sticks or however you want, right? Those controllers, they're fucking $200. So I'm actually surprised that they got it at $200. Me, myself, personally, I don't think I'm going to be getting it until it's on sale, if even I will get it. But I was expecting at least $250. So
yeah, I expect a little more, but it's still not worth $200.
Yeah.
No, I mean if it's like, it literally doesn't do anything except for you can just sit there and play it next to your PS. Like, it doesn't make sense to me, because
they did also recently, because of the backlash, they did say, they specified that it doesn't need to be on your home Wi-Fi, which is what we originally were talking about as well, to where it would be like a Wii U type of situation.
Yeah.
They did say you can take your Portal elsewhere as long as it has a good Wi-Fi. But even then, that's like really, really risky, because you can do that on your phone with these backbone controllers and shit for half of that price.
You can do it on a fucking tablet, man.
Yeah,
I played Game Pass on my fucking tablet cloud. I do that shit right now when we're done.
Yeah, and all you need for that is a tablet and your Xbox controller, right?
That's it. It's so nice. It's very, very convenient. And Xbox has a really good cloud service. It's actually really, really slick.
Yeah.
Despite my shitty Los Angeles connection, baby.
So, they did specify, I believe today of all things, I saw an article that said you can use it on any Wi-Fi. The only asterisk to that is that your PS5 needs to be on rest mode so you can turn it on remotely. Okay. But, yeah.
This is such
it's a still.
Stupid. Stupid idea.
Hey, but you can't also play cloud games either. You can't
So you have to play the games only on your PS5.
On your PS5, yes.
You can't stream.
You can't stream other games from, like, their servers and any of the PlayStation cloud services.
The annoying thing is, like, this is, like, how they're... because even this sounds stupid too. I was gonna say like they could do like, you know, if you want to do like a split screen type of deal, you know, if that's what people are going for. One person has a TV, the other one's on the device or whatever, I guess. Like I just don't understand the value.
That's the PlayStation U, son. That would be the PlayStation U, like a motherfucker.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out like what the market is. Like, who's gonna buy this? Like, who?
The same people that dropped $2 on fucking those elite controllers. Like I said, you know, they're gonna be like, you know,
it's niche. It's niche.
Yeah, it's very niche. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna flop. I think people will buy it at $200 because, you know, if you look at an Xbox Elite controller, right, there's a lot of people that use them, but the thing with that is you can use it on Xbox and PC, and you can, like, change the triggers, you can change the joysticks, you can change the buttons to however you want, but, you know, I mean...
Some about versatility there, yeah.
Well, from what I've heard, I don't have one personally, but from what I've heard is that controller is, like, a high-quality controller. It's not something that... is like, oh man, why the fuck did I waste this? It's just a normal controller. Everything that I've read about him and personal hearing, you know, personal experience, mm-hmm. Carlos has one. He said that it's like, it feels very premium to where it's like, I don't want to drop it. And I like the fact that I can switch out my triggers and to how I want to do it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, that's what they price it at. I get it. But yeah, I don't think it's going to flop as bad as people are going to say.
I think it's gonna flop. I think it's gonna flop like a motherfucker. I think it's gonna be one of those Best Buys in a year. They're gonna take down a bunch of money from it, and then you're gonna get it. It's gonna be $129 on the Christmas sale, and it's gonna be a really good purchase then.
I'll get it at $99, dude, tops.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I was trying to rationalize it, but I'm like, I feel like it's not gonna flop either. I feel like a bunch of stupid people are gonna buy it, and you know, nobody's gonna buy it,
but you know.
I think a lot of people are gonna buy it, and it's not gonna the price won't drop because of that. But I don't know, maybe data miners can go in there and find some sort of firmware that's buried that says that they're gonna make it an actual portable system. I don't know.
Yeah,
that might. If it's a fully portable system, then yeah, hell yeah, that's fine.
I wonder what the SoC is like, because if it has like a mobile phone SoC, then there's potential. Then you can do something with it.
Yeah, you jailbreak it and you turn it into an Android phone where you can run emulation and shit, right?
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a proprietary one and not one that, you know, everybody's used to, then it's just a goddamn paperweight. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see when people are able to break this bitch open.
Find out later this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you fucking go.
Woohoo.
Man, we're just on a little negative train, but this is a little bittersweet one here, so of course.
That's pretty negative, too.
Longtime Mario voice actor Charles Martinet is actually no longer the voice of Nintendo's iconic mascot. Instead, I know. He's now,
oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Brandon Bash, that's fucking good, James. Jesus. He has worked with Nintendo for 29 years. This is going to be way more sentimental, but that was just funny. Starting on, of course, Super Punch-Out in the Super Nintendo days, and his first outing is Mario teaches typing.
I learned my 10 key from that game.
There you go.
No joke. That's how I know how to type so well, from that fucking game.
You thank Charles Martinet, dude. You thank Charles Martinet right there.
Let's go.
He has, of course, worked on other franchises alongside Nintendo's own work, including Star Wars, Jedi Knight series, and he actually voices in Skyrim as well.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. His last outing as Mario was in Ubisoft's Mario Rabbids Sparks of Hope from 2022. Martinet, of course, over the years has voiced Luigi, Wario, Waluigi, Metal Wario, Shadow Mario, the Mini Mario toys, Baby Mario, which has a lot of funny stories, Baby Luigi, and, of course, Baby Wario. And now he's officially enjoying his retirement from voice acting at the age of 67. Cheers to you, bud.
I didn't know there was a Baby Wario. Do I have to look this up?
I didn't know there was a Baby Wario either.
Apparently there's a story of him doing the Mario, when he first did the Baby Mario voices, he improvised so much that everybody in the recording studio was fucking losing it. Like, it was just hilarious, and he couldn't even use all the fucking lines he was doing, but he was like having the time of his life, you know?
Wait, wasn't his last official voice acting actually from the Mario movie. Yeah, he was Mario's dad in the movie.
Oh, I mean, he probably recorded it before that.
He was Uncle Giuseppe too.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was Mario's dad.
His last as Mario is.
Oh, okay, yeah,
is Rabbids.
Yeah, Mario Rabbids. But
yeah, because he wasn't playing Mario in that movie.
I mean, so
that
was his Uncle Giuseppe is basically Mario.
That's true.
I mean, if we're being technical, that's technically his last.
But still, you know, like I mean, he really established the Mario voice in Mario 64, which was for a lot of us the first time. Like, oh shit, this is like.
You heard
Mario
speak.
Mario. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and it was exactly how you kind of assumed that he would, and he pulled it off and refined it over the years. Yeah, apparently when Super Mario Wonder, the trailer released, people were noticing Mario sounded a little different, and they were wondering why is the case, and yeah, he's actually not on that game.
Is it fucking AI, though, dude? Did Nintendo fucking push him out?
I certainly hope not. I don't know, but he is fully retired from voice acting, so...
Okay.
Yeah, I think...
So maybe he went out on his own then, dude.
Yeah, he's old, dude.
30 years. He's been in the game for 30 years. He deserves... After doing all this, he deserves, I think, some time for himself in these last couple decades, you know? So...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Charles Martinet, man. This is the boy.
Pour one out. Yep,
pour one out right here. Pouring out,
Chris Martinet, and then, you know, thanks for all the memories.
Thanks for all the memories and all the weird side games you did, too. I'm sure I'll find you in Skyrim and be like, oh, there he is. There he is.
Yep, I need to go look for him now. Yep.
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 Mm-hmm. yeah. And then, of course, they respected him. I think the homage in the Mario movie was really good, which, by the way, as James stated before, it's still a very good fucking movie. Actually, really.
It is.
I love it. It's a very good take on it. Man, yeah, well, I was gonna say RIP, but no, he's just retiring.
let's go from some sad news to some fucking give me a hell yeah news.
Oh,
right,
some
here.
Good voice acting news right here. There we go.
Yeah, so Ed Boon officially confirmed Peacemaker will be voiced by our boy John Cena for MK1. So, John Cena officially joins J.K. Simmons as Omni-Man, a.k.a. Omni-Man, according to Quinn.
Omni-Man.
Omni-Man, excuse me. But there's still no word on if Anthony Starr will be voicing Homelander, but the fact that the boys keeps commenting on the posts, I think it's true.
I hope so.
Anyway.
Good.
It's going to be great. And some additional news. Ed Boon also revealed he wants to create, with a K, a Marvel versus DC game.
Yeah, okay.
And one more little bit of news to add to this. Ed Boon also confirmed that Homelander and Omni-Man will not be carbon copies of each other in the game. They will play differently, and I'm so amped.
Same. Honestly, but this is shaped up to be pretty good, goddamn good Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, yep. It looks awesome.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. It's just screens polished. I was looking at some of the trailers and other things that came out from Gamescom, and I'm like, damn, they're really going all out. This feels pretty next-gen, which is nice. But I'm glad Cena's Peacemaker's fucking amazing. I can't sing his praises enough. And then to have the Mortal Kombat voice in there, it's going to be doofusy, but it's going to be fucking great.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I hope he talks about fucking America and justice, dude.
Give me Eagly. Eagly in the fatality.
Yep, I was going to say the Eagly in there, dude.
Eagly in there, dude. Oh, that should be great. Of course, J.K. Simmons, we know, is going to kill it. Like, there's
also, I believe Ed Boon, or I don't know if it was Ed Boon or just the Mortal Kombat Twitter, but someone's playing real coy when people are straight up asking, like, all right, what about Anthony Starr? What about Anthony Starr? And they said they cannot confirm or deny at this time. So to me, that sounds like a very like, hey, we're working on the contract type of thing. Just hold the
horses. I know, right?
Right?
The boys often on their social media talk about Homelander as if he's real. So I think what they're probably going to do is they're going to introduce it in that way. Because they do that a lot, like, you know, how the Vought is supposed to be, like, the MCU, and then all of the real life to the Boys universe problems that Homelander has, they present it as that on their social media. Mm-hmm. Their social media team is fucking amazing.
Dude, they anyway, kill. Yeah.
So I'm assuming maybe they're going to do that. Maybe it's going to be some sort of, like, multiverse post about how Homelander is traveling to Mortal Kombat to basically kill everybody for America's sake or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, I can dig that, dude. It'd be funny if they say, like, fucking newsflash, Homelander's missing. If you see him, please report back. You know, fucking
they just show him. Homelander represents the U.S. in the tournament to fight for our realm.
I think they're going to do something clever, and I think that's probably why they're holding off. And it could be, because contractual issues, like, maybe they're not, they haven't offered him what he's looking for to replace
the character. Fucking get him on here. They're going to be pissed. They got Cena.
Yeah, they got John Cena and fucking J.K. Simmons. They need to bring Anthony Starr in.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I don't know, dude. But, like, I hadn't considered buying a Mortal Kombat game in a while. This one's kind of, it's creeped up the top, man. I might get it. I might fucking get it. Also, I would love to see a Marvel vs. DC game from the same team. Like, that, I'm sure, would be fucking fantastic.
That, a lot of people forget about the Mortal Kombat vs. DC game, dude, but I have it. And I forgot about it. Yeah, I popped it in, and I'm like, God damn, this shit was fucking like, woof. That's you know, it was cool.
Injustice, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was like the prequel to Injustice, because you had Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman.
Joker.
I believe Cyborg. I can't. I mean, I popped it in like a year or two ago, but yeah, it was just cool because it's like, oh yeah, you see the blueprint for Injustice here, and if they were just to replace that with Marvel vs. DC, that would be lit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, those were our news stories right there, but we got some leaky ass motherfucking rumors coming up, and Cordova's gonna pick them up.
Yes, we are. With is there a new God of War game in development? Question mark, exclamation mark.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
So, is Santa Monica Studios hiring for the next God of War? According to a job listing recently posted for a combat designer, the requirements section states that the candidate, quote, must have knowledge of God of War 2018 and God of War Ragnarok 2022 and be able to speak in depth about the combat systems, mechanics, and enemies, end quote. So, is this going to be a sequel? Or, some recent rumors have surfaced that it may be some DLC as well. So, I think it's going to be DLC.
You think so?
I think so. I don't think they're going to jump all into a new saga right away. I think it's going to be a big DLC.
I mean, yeah, I guess that can be the case. I mean, it did take 4 years between both these games, but there was a whole ass pandemic in between.
But there was also a lot longer between God of War 3 and Ascension to God of War 2018. Mm-hmm. There was, I believe, 5 to 6 years for that. That was a whole new combat system, a whole new mythology. I don't think they would jump into a new mythology with the same combat system.
They're going to make a more substantial change, you're saying.
Yeah.
Such big leaps. That makes sense.
Which is why I believe, too. Also, Sony, let's not forget, Sony does a lot of these big DLCs that make it worth it. So, like, you got Uncharted Lost Legacy. You got Ghost of Tsushima, Iki Island. You got Horizon, Frozen Wilds. They, on their first-party games, they usually go pretty big on the DLC, which people, like for only $20. And it's not... like, you don't have to wait years and years for it. They kind of just give it to you, and they say, enjoy that, put that in your mouth kind of thing.
All right, well, so, I'm buying what you're selling here. I'm pretty convinced.
I think it's going to be a sequel. I mean, I'm sorry, not a sequel, a DLC, a big DLC.
Big DLC, though. Okay, that makes sense. I mean, they probably give it enough time to stew. How long after these releases do they typically roll this DLC out?
Ghost of Tsushima, I believe, was a year later.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
I think it was.
Yeah. Iki Island came out pretty quick, and they kind of held you over with that free multiplayer DLC. And then same thing for Horizon, I believe, the original Horizon. But then also this Horizon, the last one that came out, Forbidden West, they're actually having a big DLC coming out, I believe, later this year or maybe early next year with the whole, like, West Coast LA type of apocalypse area.
Okay.
So yeah, Sony has been doing this a lot lately with their big name franchises.
Interesting. Well, if that's the case, then yeah, they'll have been around 2 years if it's early next year. So I mean, I can see it being the case. There's less crunch now, and I think COVID slowed down development enough where they just got the game out and didn't do as much of the DLC as they probably normally do. So okay, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we'll see when the fucking time comes.
Yeah, I think it might be sometime next year if they're barely hiring in this last couple months or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or maybe they got some stuff going, but like they're really gonna try to like they're getting to the fundamentals of the gameplay now. You know, they probably play the whole plot and levels and what they kind of want to do with it already set.
Yeah.
Mm, all right. Well, what you got, James?
So are Chris Pratt and Tom Holland Jack and Daxter? Question mark? Ew. Exclamation point?
Ew.
An industry insider with a decent track record has revealed that Naughty Dog's platformer could be the next big game to be getting a movie. Although with predictable leads, possibly Twitter and or X, whatever the hell you want to call it. User My Time to Shine Hello tweeted, Tom Holland to play Jack, Chris Pratt, I to voice Daxter in live action Jack and Daxter movie from Sony, directed by Ruben Fleischer, who handled Venom and Uncharted. And if you want to read about my coverage for that, you can do so at InsideTheMagic.net. There anyway.
Sick-ass plug, dude.
That's a good one.
I mean, I found this. I covered it. It's up there. It's out in the world.
You need that plug round drawer fucking thing right there. Look it
despite
up.
Alex's comments, I'm actually kind of down for this because Tom Holland and Chris Pratt were in Onward, and that is a fantastic movie, and I would love to see them team up again.
Man.
I mean, here's the thing, okay? Chris Pratt as Daxter just doesn't click with me, even more so than Chris Pratt as Mario, because Daxter's like a fucking sidekick that isn't anything like Enchant, or what was it called?
Onward,
I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought Enchanted, but yeah, it wasn't like that where in, you know, Onward, he played that type of character where I can see him doing like a whole, you know, type of goofy jock type of dude, you know? Like, I get that. But Daxter is like a fucking, like, almost like a more tame type of just like Ratchet and Clank type of Clank situation, mm-hmm. where he's more over the top, I should say, not tame, but... I don't know. I don't see Chris Pratt as like a Daxter type of character.
First of all,
he's like a Rocket Raccoon, but you know, like that's a, you know, Bradley Cooper, not a fucking Chris Pratt.
Yeah, but Bradley Cooper doesn't sound like Bradley Cooper playing Rocket Raccoon. He sounds like Rocket Raccoon. Very true. Chris Pratt was, everybody was against him as Mario, including myself, and he did a damn good job doing that. So, ergo vis-a-vis...
Concordedly?
Chris Pratt is Daxter, I'm about it. Let's see what happens.
I mean, my big thing here is, like, they haven't shown Jack and Daxter love for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
They gotta really make the audiences care about this franchise again before you even start talking about these two doing a fucking movie.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. They don't need to because it's Chris Pratt and Tom Holland. Like, you put those guys on anything and people are going to be like, okay, I'm excited.
I mean,
and
make
it
sense.
Silly, make it animated, you know, Illumination do it, who or whatever. I know it's a Sony, or whatever. Yeah. But fuck Sony, make Illumination do it. Either way, I don't know. I'm about it. I want to see what it's about.
I mean, there's potential there, but I also just feel like, I don't know, people have put Jack and Daxter behind. Sony just hasn't given them the focus that needs to it. Like doing a Sly fucking Cooper movie, like it wouldn't make any sense.
I mean, they could do. They'll probably do like a remake or a re-release of the games, and then be like, oh, and by the way, you know, Chris Pratt and Tom Holland are going to be Jack and Daxter.
Yeah, I think it needs a really big push. I mean, Mario's Mario. Onwards, obviously, it's a Disney thing. It had its own gigantic production, and Chris Pratt did Lego. You know, so like he's obviously. Can lend his voice and give some legitimacy to his projects. This one seems like a big stretch, but I also kind of would really like to see a new Jack and Daxter game if we're going to go this route. And, but we'd need Naughty Dog on it, huh?
Roads.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, Chris Pratt's fine. I guess it'll work. I keep denying his ass, and he keeps fucking just exceeding expectations. So, you know what? I gave it to him this round. You can do it, buddy. Holland, actually, I think is a good choice, though. Holland's a good choice.
Hold on. And it hasn't come out yet, but he's also going to be Garfield next year.
Mouth off. Okay, ew. Now I'm sick of him. Now I'm fucking sick of him. Nah, dude, ew. Come on. Give someone else Garfield. Bring back Bill Murray, fucking.
Nah,
he's too fucking old.
Nah.
Al Pacino, dude. Al Pacino is fucking Garfield.
Hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah. Just fucking spaghetti.
She had a great ass.
All right. Yeah. Well, back on the entertainment front, we did get an actual leak here. So the Fallout TV series teaser has leaked in all its 240p glory. On good old X, of course, showcasing numerous present-day explosions, the Brotherhood of Steel, a woman opening up a vault, and Walton Goggins' character as a ghoul. It takes place in good old sunny Los Angeles, and is, of course, is written by Jonathan Nolan, who will be directing the first episode, and actually steals a lot of the creative team from Westworld. So thank you, HBO.
Damn.
This is going to be released on Amazon next year.
You lost me with that last part.
I know. Well, that's the fucking thing, though. Westworld, I thought the first season was so good, and they fumbled the bag so fucking bad.
After that.
Dude. Nope. But, I mean, I feel like they just lost direction after the first season, right?
I think it's because they ended it the way they did, and that was the most gangster ending
ever. They ended it way too hot.
I was like, whoa, what's gonna happen?
That shit was like Shades of Akira. Like there was some stuff in there that was like, god damn, they can go in so many directions, and they just, whoa, they fumbled. But with the Fallout lore, they might have some good stuff to pull from here to make it so that isn't the case.
Yeah,
because it was a good show. Like, just writing wise, production value was really, really good. The characters were fucking fantastic until they weren't. So, you know, I mean, there's potential here.
Walton, I read that Walton Goggins' character looks like that one ghoul from Fallout 4. Fuck,
yes.
That detective dude. I forgot his name though.
No, he's not the detective. It's the pirate guy.
But he looks like him though. Like he has that type of vibe where he's a ghoul detective. Or no, I'm sorry. Is it ghoul or is he like a cyborg? I can't remember.
The detective's a cyborg.
Okay. Yeah but it's like a mixture between that and a ghoul or something.
There's a ghoul, the one that runs Good Neighbor. He's like the one that's in charge. He's kind of like a swarmy piratey kind of guy.
Yeah, I just fucking forgot. Well, like, I wouldn't say piratey. He's like a more old-time detective. Like, hey, listen here. Yeah, you see? Like, type of that kind of guy.
Okay.
I just can't remember his fucking name.
I forgot who they said that he's supposed to be based on. But, yeah, he's based on one of, like, the more important ghoul characters from Fallout 3, I believe.
Oh, it was 3? I thought it was 4, but... I don't know. Maybe the article I saw, the dude was wrong about it. But, I mean... I didn't know Walton Goggins was going to be in it, so, I mean, I'm going to check it out.
I'm pretty hyped about that. Honestly, I fucking love Walton Goggins, dude. So, watch Vice Principals. great fucking show. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, hold on. Wait, I have the name right here. What's coming up right now? Walton Goggins, blah, blah, blah.
Benny Crash.
I scrolled too fast. Oh, John Hancock. So, Hancock.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the Good Neighbor guy, who is a very vicious leader. He's kind of swarmy, but he's also funny as hell. So that's his general character layout right there.
Oh, whoa.
And I can totally see it with Walton Goggins makes a fucking great ghoul. He kind of has that fucking look. So I just hope they don't have a boring ass protagonist. Like, these game movies don't tend to have. They tend to have like this like. Almost NPC level fucking podcast plug. Main character, like the Mortal Kombat movie. If they had just not used a basic ass motherfucker as the lead, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm just hoping they can avoid that fucking trap. But with Jonathan Nolan, dude, we'll see. You know? Yeah.
I lost confidence with that Westworld poll.
Yeah, but you know, he still wrote some of the good shit. He wrote did he do Oppenheimer or no?
He might have written it with Christopher. Not sure.
Christopher Nolan. Let's fucking check that also. Let's see.
Can you pull that up, Jamie?
I'm pulling it up right now. And he did not, but he did write Interstellar.
Jesus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still not making me happy about Westworld.
Okay.
Yeah. That season one was hot. But
it was so
hot.
It was really good.
But he was on for all of the seasons.
I tried watching after that in the second season. I was just like, this is so fucking stupid. Anyway.
Yep. Yeah.
That's beside the point.
We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah. We didn't really get to see... whatever the hell was presented, because that video was trash, but, you know, we'll see.
We got some music and some people cheering. Hey, that's good enough.
So, I guess.
Anyways, that is our leaky rumor mill. And then, you know, when this drops, there'll be more Starfield stuff we can talk shit on, I'm sure.
True.
Now that we're wrapping up here, what are you guys playing? I'll kick off because the same shit as always. More Tears of the Kingdom. I still haven't done anything past 2 dungeons, but you know, whatever. I'm enjoying myself. And also, Pokemon Yellow, because I got tired of Tears of the Kingdom. I was playing it too much. And I am at the Elite Four, baby. Hey, I'm about to be the fucking Pokemon Master. It's going to be a good time. Anyways. Wow. Elite Four. I just beat Gary right before I fucking went to the thing, too. It was great. What are you guys playing?
I'm playing everything. Mm. And that means that I've taken a step back from what I was playing because I went too deep into Tears of the Kingdom and too deep in Diablo 4. And so now I'm just kind of exploring a lot of the games that are available on the PlayStation Plus Extra tier. So far, Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed is on there, so I've been having fun with that one.
Nice. I love the remake for the OG. That shit was fucking great.
Number 2 is just the same. It's just as awesome. I'm also playing Rogue Legacy 2, which I didn't know was on there, so I was very happy about that. And I'm kind of getting back to Ghostwire Tokyo a little bit. I don't know. I'm just kind of bouncing around right now and playing a little bit of everything and waiting until something sticks.
Oh, I like that's always a good little phase right there. All right.
What you got? Yeah, I don't know. I'm in game limbo, and I think it's mostly because I'm just waiting for Spider-Man 2 to come out.
That's why Switch backlog is so big, because I'll be like, I'm playing Dust today. I'm playing fucking whatever the Demon Turf. Like, you know, I'll run through indies, and then finally something comes out of my arc.
Oh, wait. Did we skip a rumor mill real quick that I want to add?
Add it. Talk about it right now.
Really quick. Rumor dropped. Reportedly, Venom's going to be a playable character in Spider-Man 2.
Hey. Done.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of Spider-Man 2, just had to throw that out there real quick. Yeah, so there has been a bigger rumor that Insomniac is going to be pivoting away after Spider-Man 2 to make a standalone Venom game. And now an additional rumor has popped up that Venom will be playable in Spider-Man 2. So we might be having all of that happen as far as the Venom standalone game before we get Wolverine from Insomniac, which I'm all for. I can't wait, because the Ultimate Spider-Man game where you got to play as Venom was awesome because you got to eat people to generate your health.
Let's eat that child again.
So, yeah.
Right. Nah, dude, I came with the balloon. Oh, fucking God. Take him out, dude.
But anyway, so yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there we go. Jeez. Last minute leaky rumor rule, baby. Last minute leaky rumor rule. We fucking did it. All right. What do you play, Cordova?
Mine's just Tears of the Kingdom, like you said. I think I'm not even to the second dungeon. I recently just unlocked all of the map, so that's what I did.
There you go.
You know, going to each fucking little lookout point. And then I also, last night, finally beat Jedi Survivor, which is fucking, woo! I'm torn. I don't know if it's better than Fallen Order, but oof, man, I don't know. If they didn't have as many technical issues, I feel like it would have easily beaten Fallen Order, but it's just the fact that Fallen Order was like the first game of this kind of Star Wars gameplay. That was just amazing. And Jedi Survivor did take that up a notch in every aspect, but they may have just bit off more than they could chew with the whole, exploration and combat. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I loved every minute of it, but it was like, dude, just need to tighten that up a little bit. And then,
Yeah, because I the same thing when I first started playing and I was talking about it on here, I was like, it has technical issues that can't be overlooked. They were that prominent, but they weren't game killing. It just like they popped up too much for me to not be able to not comment on them. So I agree. If it weren't for those, I think Jedi Survivor would be my favorite over the two. Or of the two, rather.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I hope they complete the trilogy, because Stig Asmussen so far has shown that he gets Star Wars. He gets the gameplay. Mm-hmm. Both those games are amazing. So I fucking love that. That shit was awesome. And then also I've been just dabbling in the whole Fallout New Vegas on the Steam Deck still. I just got to New Vegas, did the whole quest lines there and stuff. So yeah, just getting into a Bethesda type of mood for Starfield Friday. Check it out.
And then Starfield was also notoriously delayed an entire fucking year or whatever it was, because it had no fucking polish apparently. And if the leaks are true, which people will know on fucking Monday anyways, it's the least glitchy Bethesda game ever. but
I don't believe that one bit.
They're pretty notoriously glitchy, so that's like, you know, not saying much, but you know, who knows? Maybe we'll see how good it is. Now, of course, gaming winner of the month time. Mine is actually Gamescom. We didn't cover a whole bunch of the stuff that came from it because it was a lot of rapid fire smaller things, but I think I appreciate that it was kind of a smaller announcements that were given a big spotlight, like shit like Little Nightmares 3, you know, or yeah. other games. There was one I had in my notes that looked fucking amazing, isn't after 2024, but it's like, you know, it's a mix between what do you call it, like Zelda and Skyrim. It does the same thing, but it's done in a different setting. But little things like that, those games would have been lost in any other bigger show amongst everybody trying to one-up each other. And Gamescom gave everyone else a shot, and I think that's fucking great. So, you know what? Way to go, Mr. Keeley, getting fucking ran up on the stage again. It's fine. They're going to keep doing it. Get better security, buddy, and keep these shows going. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that was annoying and stupid. Mm-hmm. So I had one, but I added a secondary one because it just needed to be said. But anyway, the first is Mortal Kombat 1 trailers and announcements. They've just been fantastic, and we've talked about this before. I'm not a fighting game guy, but I'm for sure buying it just because it looks awesome, and I can't wait to play as Homelander, and I can't wait to play as Omni-Man and Peacemaker, and, you know, it's just... It looks great. In the most recent trailer they did show at Gamescom, they announced Shao Kahn and Sindel, and that trailer was awesome.
That shit was dope.
So, yeah, all of the way that they've been announcing the character roster, and, like, it just looks like a fun game. It honestly does, and I cannot wait to play it, honestly.
Oh, great.
The second one, which Alex was almost about to say, which I stopped him, is my other gaming win of the month is No Man's Sky sneakily dropping another new free update right before Starfield is dropping, which made me laugh. And I was like, oh, I see what you're doing, No Man's Sky.
You guys want to see a Starfield, huh?
So for those who may not know, No Man's Sky has evolved into this massive, crazy game since it first released. And this, I believe, is their 12th. Or 13th free update. I might be wrong on that number, but they've released huge updates for free all the time, and they're continually evolving the game, and they just dropped another one. So if you're a No Man's Sky player, you know, congratulations. You got another free update. And I love that they're doing it right before Starfield drops, so they can just be like, all right, well, like, look, we've been already doing this, and you don't have to worry about running for 40 minutes in any direction and not being able to do anything. So
yes,
yeah, I don't know if they were doing it to be petty or whatever, but either way, that shit made me laugh.
They're hoping for like the day one before the day one patch glitches, you right. know, and all the bad news stories. They're like, well, this game fucking works. Like they're angling that one. I think that's what they're doing, which is, you know,
I'm gonna laugh if like, all of a sudden I'm gonna laugh if you start seeing more promotions about No Man's Sky dropping everywhere. Like once all the issues with Starfield happen, all of a sudden you see more No Man's Sky. Like, hey, do you want to play a not broken Starfield?
Yeah. We'll see. We will all know, of course, by this episode when it drops. So,
yep.
Cordova, what you got? What you got?
I'm actually going to give some props to Activision for confirming that Zombies is coming, I believe, as a free-to-play mode a la DMZ and Warzone to Modern Warfare 3.
God damn.
So they are... Now. Yeah, well, they're revamping it. It's not going to be a normal just... you know, wave-based type of zombie mode. I believe what they're doing is mixing a DMZ type of situation with zombies, but they're making it free to play. So that sounds cool. I really hope that it's, like, interesting in the fact that it'd be... To me, it sounds awesome to drop into a zone with your friends, and instead of dealing with other players, you're dealing with the... zombies, and then like other players can come and help you, I believe is what I read.
Yeah, but, like horde.
You know, yeah, like a big action horde mode. So, you know, Activision straight out came out and said that it is confirmed. I mean, all of their studios are on deck for this. Sledgehammer, fucking High Noon Games, Beenox, you know, like all of the fucking Infinity Ward, they're all for this Modern Warfare 3. So I'm gonna be keeping an eye out on this free to play zombies mode. I'll be looking into it more and more. I highly doubt I'll be buying Modern Warfare 3 this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna wait for a sale just because I do love that campaign. Don't get me wrong, those campaigns are top tier. But yeah, I'm not gonna buy it for 60 or 70 bucks. I'll wait for like 30 or 40, if that. So, but if Zombies is free, you know, I'll download Zombies, dude, because Zombies on there.
I'm gonna have to agree with that. If they do make it free and it's gonna be like something separate from the rest of the game, I'll for sure download it too.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I probably won't play a lot, but like when everybody gets on, it's always fun to play Zombies.
It'll be nice to have like Discord night, you know?
Yeah.
Just rolling through and be like, "Fucking get the thing," like, you know, like it'll be a good time. get that fucking, see what happens. Get that Microsoft money, man. They just let you, you know, just fucking go. All right.
Yeah, we'll see though. Mm-hmm. We'll see what they
do. Good.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, we got some fails before we hit the fuck out of here. So, fail of the month for me is this dumb motherfucker who's getting 12 years for leaking Starfield. He leaked Starfield. He leaked 67. He got 67 copies from the warehouse Jesus he worked Christ. At.
What?
Sold them online. He showed TikToks or reels of something of himself shipping out these copies of Starfield that he illegally sold to people. Christ. Played it, uploaded 45 minutes of this shit, and while smoking a blunt, live streamed a review. Talk about, Todd, you made a good fucking game. So, you know, I guess
he's
cool.
He's all coughing. Fuck yeah, dude.
No, he really loved the game. And the fucking Jesus idiot Christ. Revealed that basically when they investigated his whole marketplace, he had been doing this shit with a bunch of other products. So, yeah. You know, some people are just fucking dumb. This guy, you know, Starfield's leaking left and right here. Of course, when this episode's out, it'll be fully out completely. But, you know, enough for people having controversies, things like that. This guy, he did it all wrong, man. All the other leakers know what they're fucking doing. His gamer tag was in the fucking videos. Like, this, it's some bullshit. Sorry, buddy. You know, Darwin Awards are happening right here. You're getting number one. Have fun in jail. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeez. That's my fail. This fucking guy is so stupid.
Yeah, that's a pretty dumb reason to go to prison, gotta be honest.
Seriously. 12 years.
Yeah. My fail of the month is the PlayStation Puto. I mean, the PlayStation Portal. I just think it's a stupid device. I don't understand why they're doing this. I don't think it's going to crash and burn, but a part of me does hope that it does, so they will do something to make it better, as in just making it a formal device that you can take anywhere and play, but we'll see what happens, because, yeah, it's stupid.
Honestly, if like companies like Logitech and Asus and all of them are making these portable PCs to compete with Steam Deck, and they're these big, full-featured fucking things, why can't Sony just give it one more shot?
Right.
Yep. One more fucking shot. The market's there for it, baby. Come on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really though.
Especially with the Steam Deck and all these Steam Deck knockoffs coming out nowadays. Like, dude, people are fucking buying $200, $300 machines as long as it's good.
Yeah.
You know, like give us a PlayStation Portable that can play PS1 games, PS2 games, PS3 games, PS4 games, and boom, there you go. I'll give you three bills for that right now, Sony.
Dude, the PlayStation name has not been this strong since the PS2. And the PSP came out during that era, and the PSP fucking killed.
Yeah.
It fucking destroyed.
Imagine if they did release that, where it's like, okay, it's going to have its own, like, marketplace or whatever you want to call it, where all of the PlayStation 1 to 4 games are available to play. That thing would sell like hotcakes.
I'd buy it. I'd fucking buy that shit in a heartbeat, dude. So let me play on my TV a little bit.
You know, and sprinkle a little more in there and say that, you know what, you can play PS1 to PS4 games locally, and you can stream PS5 games if you need to. Like, you know, that's what they need. But
now we're all wishful thinking over here, dudes. This is the fail of the month. This is really we got a little too hot there.
That's how I put it there. It's just like this is such a missed opportunity, and they already messed up the PSP, and now they're doing it with something I feel like is far inferior to the PSP. So I don't know what the hell their thinking is behind this, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Well, mine is there's still just too many damn games coming out in the next fucking 4 months. Like, we got Spider-Man 2, we got fucking Mario Wonder, we got Mortal Kombat 1, we got Modern Warfare 3. Fucking, I'm sure I missed like
Mario RPG.
Three other ones. Mario RPG.
Mirage, dude. Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Like, ugh. It's too much, dude. Too much.
Mm-hmm. No, dude, I'm telling you, I can't play all these fucking games. I got shit to do.
The good news is a lot of those are single player games, so you can get to them whenever.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, now that I beat Jedi Survivor, like the next one on my list is to beat Diablo 4, and then hopefully by that time, like, the price will go down of Final Fantasy 16, because everyone has been singing the praises of that game.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck, I want to play a God of War Final Fantasy 16 game. So, yeah, that's going to be next on my list. But, like,
you didn't even think about Armored Core either. That's just fantastic reviews, too.
Armored Core, fucking, you know, Spider-Man 2 in fucking October. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ugh. I'm definitely, like, I already told my son, I'm like, look, dude, there's a lot of games coming out in the next few months, okay? If you want Mortal Kombat 1 for your birthday, or Christmas, that's fine. But I'm going to tell you right now, the only game I'm getting in the next 4 months is Spider-Man 2, like, day one. Mm-hmm. Like, after that, you know, Mirage can wait. Mario Wonders can wait. All that shit can wait.
Fucking day voucher, one, baby.
Day one, it's going to be fucking Spider-Man 2. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. I'll drop 70 on that day one, and after that, everything else can wait till Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you on that Black Friday thing, dude. I ain't got time. I don't have time to fucking play the games I have now. I just don't. Like, Zelda's easy. You can just pop in and just walk around a little bit and come the fuck back out. So, you know?
Yep.
Give me the more of those. Yeah. All right. We're in absurd headline time. Zack Snyder wants to make a Gears of War movie, a Halo movie, and he uses Mr. Meeseeks in Fortnite. Man is a gamer to his fucking core. Let's praise the boy.
I would have praised him a little bit more, but the way that he butchered Mr. Meeseeks' name, I was like, all right, dude, get out of here.
Yeah, it did kind of have that dad energy, like a little bit.
I was like, what the hell did he just say? He's like, Mr. Meeseeks, yeah. Rick and Morty, right? I'm cool.
Oh, look,
I'm hip. I'm worth it.
I played Fortnite with my kids for like a solid 2 to 3 seasons. Actually, 3 to 4 seasons. I haven't played since. But, you know, just, I don't know. It's that weird, that Fortnite, dude. If anything, he should make a Fortnite movie is what he should make. Stay away from Gears and Halo. Go make a Fortnite movie. Make it Ready Player One type, where you just pull in all these different IPs, dude. And, you know, let's see what Zack Snyder can do there.
Yeah, all right. I'm working. Let's fucking go. And Halo's already lost cause of that fucking TV show.
Oof.
Gears would be interesting. That'd be very interesting. But yeah, we'll fucking find out. Anyways, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the NPC Gaming Podcast. Wow, a lot of good stuff in that episode. Decided it's getting pretty hot at the beginning. So this has been a production, of course, the Horrible People's Network. You can find me on the Horrible People's Podcast. It's HORROBLE People's Podcast. We will be having our season premiere in just a couple of weeks, and then in that second week of September, all the NPC boys are going to be in for one big fucking awesome episode.
When are the NPC boys going to be added to your fucking intro reel? That's what I want to know.
We're going
to
add another reel for the new season, so you know what? Let's throw some fucking ideas in there and get one going. Alright, we'll get one going. Anyways, where can we find you guys?
You can find me waiting for you in the parking lot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. As I plugged earlier, you can go read all my articles at InsideTheMagic.net, where that is my job, and I write about Marvel and Star Wars and nerd stuff, and there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, you can find me here. Yeah,
there you go. You can find it every fucking week. Yeah. That's right.
I was just going to say, my personal IG isn't anything special. I haven't updated it in, like, I think I got one post in 2023. It's just dad life, dude. Mm-hmm. I guess, so if you guys want to know dad life, yeah, I'll drop my IG post. But, other than that, I agree.
It isn't anything special.
I'm doing a horrible job of plugging the other podcast that I'm involved with.
Oh, yeah.
let me go back. You can also find me on a live play D&D podcast called Turning Tables Pod, which is also part of the Horrible People's Network. So if you want to hear me do the voice of a barbarian pirate lord, you can go listen to that.
That's true. It is a voice he does. Fucking listen. All right.
Well, voice I do.
Thanks for enjoying the show, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you in 2 weeks. Hey.
Hey.
Like.